little trays. They had a long thing like this table here, and had a little partition like that, and it would be about that deep, and a drain being every one, syrup being every one, where they put that that sugar cane, and after they grind the water out of it, they put it in there, and just cook it down till they put the juice, cook it down till it go get thick from the rice. That would be good. We used to say, I love those kind of molasses. Yes.
Did you ever hear of quiet?
What?
Quiet. Between the syrup, but just before it gets to be syrup?
Oh, that, we call it sugar. We always call it sugar.
Uh-huh.
Molasses sugar, we call it.
Mm-hmm. What did you stop the jug up with?
We used to have cork stoppers, and if we didn't have a cork stopper, we took a cob.
Uh-huh.
Cut that off, made a stop out of that.
Uh-huh.
Corn cob.
And say nowadays, if you wanted to get water from the sink, you'd go turn on the
faucet.
And what about something like that outside that you had out in your yard you could turn?
Turn the faucet got in the yard. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's different from the ones in the house.
Mm-hmm. But you call it a faucet?
Uh-huh, yeah, you call it, still call it a faucet.
What about on a water barrel or a water keg?
What about a water keg?
Yeah, or a container for water, something that you could and get the water out of?
Oh, they had a barrel. Yeah, used to have a faucet on the barrel. Yeah, oh dear. Fix them like that to get the water out of it.
Uh-huh. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with the
riding whip, what they call it.
Okay. And if that wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And if you wanted to carry the washout, you'd carry it out in a
tube
or a clothes
bucket, a hamper. They call it hamper now. We call it basket. We had baskets in those days. And tub, tub, basket.
And say if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms,
mm-hmm.
you'd say you had a.
A load.
Or an armful.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you'd take to the mill to be ground?
A bushel. Half a bushel like that. Call it a bushel, or half a bushel, or two bushels, something like that.
Did you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
A turn? I don't think I did hear the expression a turn. I know they always call it a bushel. Maybe it's that time. I don't know. I might have. I got a whole lot I used to know. I know they used to call half a bushel and a bushel. We used to always carry a bushel and corn to the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Look like we carry a bushel and get a half a bushel of meal. They sifted and everything out of them.
Yeah. Say nowadays, if you went to the store and bought something, the grocer would put it in a
bag, no.
Made out of
paper.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you had to carry your own basket or either a sack. They used to have sacks and put the groceries in.
What was a sack?
A grass sack, they called them. You know, you don't know about old sacks?
No.